Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, we're going to sprinkle in various decisions that helped the Steelers to a horrifying loss that dropped them out of the playoff picture, at least for the day. This team, by the way, was 5-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
Or 4-1. Right? 4-1,
yes.
Steelers.
They've lost 4 out of 6.
While the Ravens were 1-5. Now,
and we said all along, the odds makers never changed their who was going to win favorite division.
Yeah, and I thought that was crazy.
I did too.
I was wrong.
They were right.
You know who was right? The man they called Donald Football. And he's going to join us at noon. He predicted, I think, when the Ravens were maybe 2-4 or 3-4, that they would be in first place by Thanksgiving. And he was right. No matter what happens, he was right.
My chair just shrunk.
Because they're in first place right now. You did move down a little bit in the world there, Bob.
I can't get it back up.
Maybe you should call Ron. He used to do that chair. He can give you a tip.
Well, I'll have to do it in the break because I can't move it right now.
You look fine. You look great, as a matter of fact. So Donnie's going to join us. Bob, they're in second place now. Now it's going to be a titanic endeavor just to make the playoffs. Let me give you a stat before we get your comment on that and before we go to calls. So going into this game, this is how big this game was. Since 1990, teams that start the season 7-4 go to the playoffs 72% of the time. You start 6-5, it goes all the way down to 43, 73 to 43, Bob. And that's what keeps shrinking lower.
I got it up and it went back down.
Look on the YouTube channel, Lemon. His head is barely above water
the,
now.
The chair is stuck or it won't move up. If it does, then I sit on it, it goes right back down.
You look fantastic, though, Bob. I really believe that today.
My favorite is when Bob just keeps going up and down like he's on a teeter-totter.
It's like the Steelers season.
Yes. It's like all these NFL teams. My goodness, some of the crazy games yesterday.
And we're going to hear from Patrick Queen about this defense. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But before we get back to the lines, should Tomlin have gone for it on 4th and 9 late in the game? I think there was a little more than 2 minutes left, and instead he punted. This was his answer on that.
I did not. I was holding all three, and as you can see, we got the ball back.
Well,
that was why he punted. It was 2 minutes and 1 second left. So
yes.
They punted into the two-minute warning, and then all three timeouts were gone, which was part of his strategy. So he did get the ball left, but it makes it very difficult with no timeouts. Would you have gone for it there?
Well, wait a second. He punts the ball on 4th and 9,
mm-hmm.
knowing that one first down is probably going to end the game, knowing that his punter is having a horrible day.
And his defense hasn't been able to stop
teams. To stop anybody. So tell me, Bob, now you're distracting me. You keep getting up at it. There you go. There you go, big boy. Now you're back in the high chair. There he is. Let's give him a hand limits on that one.
Bob. Good job, Bob. Just don't tell.
Bob is, now he's...
There he goes again.
Down.
Bob, what is going on? I don't know.
I'm going to come look at the chair.
It's unbelievable to me that you haven't chosen switching chairs as a solution. Just go get the other chair. This is, oh boy. Bob is struggling. He was up till 4 in the morning. Limits, I think.
Don't hit the helmet there,
Look
Bob.
At, oh my God. Jeep, now, Bob. Oh my God, he broke a chair. Now he's angry.
I'm not angry.
You are angry.
Stuck.
Oh boy. I feel like I should fill here, but maybe this is the story now. Limits has come in to fix Bob's chair. Austin. Are you better?
Yeah. Just, it kept, every time I sat on it, it sunk. All right, problem solved, sorry.
Good, okay. Now Limits is a but he big doesn't boy weigh enough. In his height
Apparently
chair.
I'm overweight yeah. because I get in and it was all the way down.
He's trying. He only weighs 110 pounds, Bob. Now I don't remember
you,
what
Austin.
I was saying. What was I saying?
So about the fourth
oh,
and nine.
Oh, the fourth and nine.
Punt.
Yeah, where were they on the field, Bob?
They were deep, not deep, but in their own territory. I
they were
the
pretty
actual...
deep. They were on their own 28.
Right.
You got to go. No, their own 23. You got to go for it there. I'm sorry. The other team with one first down can end the game. Your punter's horrible today. And by the way, the other team's defense stinks, so you should be able to get a fourth and nine. Mm. And he punted. And then in that answer, he said, yeah, I had all three, and you see what happened. We got the ball back. Well, that's not the entire story. Because the Bears, what's the name of the running back who's not DeAndre Swift, Bob?
Menungai.
Had a wide open lane to cut into and slipped. Or not only is the game over with a first down, he scores a touchdown there,
right.
I think. So let's not pretend it was a brilliant decision and the defense held and wasn't it great. You got lucky. And then you got the ball back. And by the way, so yes, he should have gone for it. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and here's the other part of that that I was thinking of. I mean, obviously, it's you put it in the air, you're going to have to do it. If you fail, they get the ball to the 23-yard line. However, the same kind of logic then would still prevail. You have your three timeouts. They're going to be interested in killing clock.
Yeah.
And at worst case, they kick a field goal.
And you can
still have
score.
A chance
right.
to win it with a touchdown. So either event, they're going to get the ball back if they did what they had to do defensively, and they would burn the timeouts, all that stuff. It would
And you only gained 33 yards on the switch.
Right.
Because of Waitman.
Well, Waitman wasn't good, and honestly, I was surprised. He's been really solid ever since he's gotten here.
Another curious play, Bob. First, Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So the Steelers stop, in quotes, the Bears, and think they have all their timeouts, but on the third down play, Pierre gets tangled up with DJ Moore. And they showed the replay, and it looked like Pierre was flopping, and they lose a timeout. So my question for you is this. First of all, it's a dumb rule because
dumb
the
rule.
Clock is stopped, but that's it's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
What is Pierre doing? What was he catastrophically injured? And what are his teammates doing? If he flops on that play or if he's legitimately injured, don't they have to run over and drag him off the field?
Yeah.
How can you lose? They lost the game by not having a timeout.
That's exactly right. That was a big timeout.
How did you see that play, Bob?
Just as you described. I wasn't sure what it was, but I also know, as you said first, I don't like that rule. There are guys who are legitimately hurt at that point. You shouldn't be penalized for that. I understand why they put it in, because there could be a lot of flopping going on. But yeah, you got to get off, up and out and move. Get off the field.
What what in the world is he doing?
I don't know.
I was just flabbergasted, yet when it looked like the referee told Tomlin what was happening. He didn't get mad. I need to see more because the replay was truncated, Bob. It was cut off, in other words. And all we saw was him like lock feet with DJ Moore. And then it looked like Pierre wanted to exaggerate falling. Or maybe he was legitimately hurt. I don't know. But it was very, very odd. And to lose a timeout there is beyond critical. Correct?
Yes. And especially when you're in desperate need of them and the time is continuing to run. That's your worst enemy at that point. And they had all three gone. And so they were forced. I still go back to the field goal. I would have tried it.
Me too.
Boswell's their best weapon in this kind of situation. Do it. Get yourself a new overtime session. If he misses, he misses. You went down with a guy who's been very good
at it. I think he makes it. I really do. I think 64 is quite makeable for him. But I'll go back even before that on the final series. You're two most elusive players, I think. And when I say elusive, I mean difficult to tackle. I think, are Mount Washington and Jaylen Warren. And by the end, all you needed was a couple yards, really, either to get a first down or make the field goal more palatable on, let's say, your second or third down play. And neither Jaylen Warren or Washington is on the field. Why is Jonnu Smith on this football team, let alone on the field there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then Austin had done nothing. I just would have thrown short passes to try to matriculate a little bit further. And then if you have to run out Boswell, do it. Although Jonnu was wide open on the third down play. He just walked off the line and Rudolph missed him.
Yeah, or he wasn't even looking. He went to his first read,
that's
which
what
was
I mean.
Covered.
That's
the
what I mean.
First read was covered. And even if he throws that ball, it's likely to be intercepted.
And then did you see down at the goal line on the Bears touchdown where it was straight up the middle for 2 yards?
It's almost like they were in a pass defense expecting a pass.
They were playing
off the ball.
Basically a nickel. And
right.
You saw Ben Johnson put his hand over his mouth and say something, and he doesn't usually get animated. He was like saying something about what he saw, and then J.J. Watt did the replay where there were only two down linemen on the field from the 2 yard line, Cam and Keanu Benton. And as our friend Trey Essex tweeted right after that, Bob, right after that, Trey Essex said, where is it here? They're on the goal line. No Harmon, no Black. Keanu sucks versus run game double teams, says Trey Essex, former Steelers lineman. You all know this. The second best running team in the league, and you have your pass rush in there on third and goal.
I mean, I thought the same thing.
And all they did was push Cam and Keanu into the end zone and walked in.
And it was right up the middle, and there was no resistance there. I thought that was way too easy, as I thought the DJ Moore touchdown pass prior to that was so easy. They made it too easy.
By the way, Trey Essex was going wild here. Dude, he tweets, Arthur's refusal to run the ball when it matters in the third quarter and all quarters is the most infuriating thing ever. Second time on third and short, he orders up some horrible pass that is low percentage. I would also say early in the second half, he had Mason dropping on first down. He had him dropping on a second and short on the first series. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah.
Where Mason scrambled and then tried, he kind of slid and went flat on his back.
Yeah.
What is Arthur Smith doing? I think if the Steelers simply run conventional run plays, if they ran 55 conventional run plays, they win the game.
Well, I thought they were going to show, 55 is a lot, but I would have definitely doubled down on that in the second half. They went back-to-back three and outs, and they went against what had been working, which was their run game. So I think they abandoned it too quickly. And keep in mind, they had the lead at halftime. It was 21-17. They didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
And they did.
And the only reason it was 21-17 is because the defense couldn't hold on third and nine near midfield and allowed a field goal late in the half.
And by the way, did you see that play call? You talk about a beautiful
play
call.
Great
play
to Burden, yeah.
They knew, and that almost went for a touchdown.
It almost did. Jalen Ramsey got him.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that could have, can you imagine if that was a touchdown when they were just trying to get in the field goal range, you allow that. So
horrifying.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you got to make those plays, and they weren't in position to make them.
Yeah. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's hit the phone lines, Mr. P.
All right, Joe. Let's do it. Let's go to Chris. He's in Connellsville.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always.
Thanks, Chris. What's up?
Good. So I wanted to bring up about, I think we can agree Mason Rudolph's a backup. And as a backup, I think that what you expect of your backup is just to keep the game close, give yourself a chance, give your team a chance to win. And I thought that he did that. I mean, your team puts up 28 points regardless of how you got them.
Seven of them were on the defense.
A lot of it's on the defense.
Right. Seven of them were scored by the defense. So now you're down to 21 points. And your backup quarterback put the ball on the ground for a strip sack that they converted into a touchdown, got picked off once, should have been picked off twice, and wasn't identifying the right players on the final drive. So I would disagree with your assessment. What else you got?
But let me tell you this before we go on. Trey Essex, since you said I looked at his Twitter line, he said this game was not on Mason. This was horrible coaching and horrible defense.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them's a play calling, a scheme. I mean, we talked ad nauseum about the
fact. Do you agree with him, Bob?
I've said from the beginning of this conversation that it's scheming with me. And while I wouldn't
Do you think they win the game with Aaron Rodgers?
I said no, because I still think the scheming dictated what they were going to do and how they were going to do it.
So is Mason forced by the scheme to throw 2 yards when other guys are five yards further?
It's not just him. And look at Rodgers' pass chart. Look at it. They're doing a lot of that behind the line, sideways, little things that are encouraging yak yards, but they're not getting the yak yards. And so if you don't get that, then you know teams know what's coming.
Did they make that game plan because they didn't want to let Mason play? Was the game plan revolved around Mason?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I just think it's been the same, though. I think what we've seen from lack of attention to the middle of the field has been on for several years now.
Here's what else, and we appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
Here's what else Trey said about Mason. Mason can't do more than what's in front of him and what he's told to do. That's why he'll always be a number two.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is yesterday's game, I wouldn't blame him to start. It's not going to be my number one blame game.
Why did y'all think he was the better option? We play all close games. He can't improvise. He locks in on one read when the pressure is on. Just to tell the whole Trey Essex story.
And I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But what I am saying is this went well beyond the quarterback, to me, at least yesterday.
There's not a person on earth who wouldn't agree with that, let alone me. It went way beyond the quarterback. But if Aaron Rodgers plays that game, the Steelers win the game.
And I would disagree with that.
Okay. We'll have Donnie in to talk about that. Limits, you agree with me? Kabali disagrees with me, so we're 2-on-2 in that.
Who's going to be our fifth?
So, Bob, you don't think that Aaron makes better identifications of who's open?
No, Aaron is a four-time NFL MVP. He's a better quarterback. I'm just saying from what I've seen of him of late and some of the play calling that has been consistent throughout this whole process, it's much of the same. Maybe Rodgers does it differently than Rudolph, who will stand in the pocket and take hits. Lately, I've seen Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to want to do that, and he will just run, throw the ball on the ground just to get rid of it. So the outcome to me would have been the same regardless of who played quarterback. It would have been a close game, and it was always going to come down to situational football.
Exactly, and I think Aaron would have won them the game or certainly tied it late by identifying the right guys to throw to. And I also think he would have called timeout on the illegal formation.
But that's not just on Mason. Isn't coaching staff, they see that formation. They can call timeout, right? You can call timeout anytime
you
want.
Sure, but Kabali told us that Mason did see it because he started directing people to go different ways.
Well, that's on him then.
I just think for everything we've said that was true, a total team meltdown yesterday, the quarterback's the most important guy on the field, and I think a different quarterback, namely Rodgers, would have won that game for them. And he hasn't been playing great. I agree with that, too. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, here is Dan. He is in the North Hills.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Dan. What's up?
Hey, not too much. Hey, I'm going to side with you, Bob. I think Rodgers plays yesterday. We still don't win, and we might even lose by more. I mean, he scrambles a lot in the pocket and takes a lot of sacks. I'm not a big Rodgers advocate when it comes to that. But I think the game was won and lost by coaching and drop passes on defense. You got to remember, at the end of the first half, Duggar had a chance to have that interception, got right through his bladdery hands, and it slipped right out. It cost us 3 points. And also, I think there was a guy in the line, when Mason in the fourth quarter ran to the 50 or beyond, the lining was wrong with the two receivers. One had to be on the line, and they didn't do that.
Formation, yes.
Yeah, it was an illegal formation.
That was a bad play.
Well, let me ask you a Mason question. What do you think Mason did well yesterday?
When you score 28 points, you got to win the game.
Yeah, 21 points. 21.
Defensive score.
I don't care. You score 28 points.
21.
Your defense is placed. Okay, 21.
Yeah.
But your defense is the most.
Yeah, no, you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. What did Mason do well yesterday?
I thought he managed the game up until the last 30 or 40 seconds. When you're 6'5 or 6'7,
so
whatever he is.
Does managing the game, including putting the ball on the ground on a strip sack and throwing a pick?
Well, I've seen Aaron Rodgers do that, too.
But that has nothing to do right now with what Mason did well and what kind of game he played. Well, you said he managed the game.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We got DK Metcalf. He's a freak.
Yeah.
He threw the ball up on a 50-50. That defensive guy should not even have gotten close to that interception. Metcalf's been playing like garbage.
Okay.
I mean, you want to blame anybody, you blame the receivers there.
Okay, how about on the one where he threw it, where the guy had it in his hands, and only a great play by Roman Wilson kept it from being a second pick? Not Mason's fault either?
Well, I mean, he's a human, right? You're going to make errors.
Of course. Let's let Mason off the hook. Everybody let Mason off the hook. Yeah.
One more question, and I'll let you guys go. I thought they should have brought out their kicker when it was on the 44, maybe?
You mean at the end of the game?
Left?
Yeah, we both agree
47.
With that.
Yeah, it
would have been a 64-yard field goal.
Don't they have a play like where it's called the Hurricane, where they get their guys out there quickly and then they go for the field goal?
Yeah, we agree. We talked about
that. Yeah, I think percentage-wise, that was probably a better bet. Just that they, you know, given how things were going, clock ticking, they don't have timeouts, helter-skelter, just take your time, get a unit out there and try it. And then take your chances in overtime.
Yeah. Next.
Here is Randall. He's in Atlanta.
Hi, Randall.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing well. Joe, I sent a picture of who I am so you remember.
I remember. Yeah, man.
What do you do in ATL and not in PGH?
Well, because I live here. But
okay,
I did
well,
come up there
answer.
For the Seattle game.
Bob said that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I thought you were visiting or something, right?
But I did come up there for the Seattle game, Joe, and I left a message trying to, you know, see if I could meet you before or after the game, but we couldn't connect. But anyway, Joe, I have to say this right here. let's keep the focus on the fact that Rudolph didn't make great decisions yesterday. And like you said, there are people open that he didn't see because he may be horned in on the first read or whatever the case may be. We can also say that the defensive scheme wasn't good because I'm sitting here looking at us being out leveraged on certain third down plays where it's like, guys, he's automatically going to be open off the line of the scrimmage because we're already out leveraged.
Well, that's a good point, too.
So far, I agree with every syllable you just said.
Okay. I also say, why can't we scheme people open to be like that, though?
Yes.
If you're just saying Juno Smith was open and Rudolph didn't see him, then he was open and it's on the quarterback again.
Yes.
But lastly, I have to say this. Joe, we can't go and change the narrative because I guarantee you we can always correct yesterday or we can always correct the things in the past. Because had Rodgers played, fumbled a snap or fumbled the ball on a play, you would have come in screaming, why didn't we play Mason Rudolph, who did this, almost got us to the playoffs, who did this last week, who did this, and did that the other. So we can't have it both ways. Let's just focus on the fact that Rudolph is a backup, not necessarily a good one, though he has had good games, but he missed certain plays. Let's keep the focus there and on a terrible scheme. And yes, I would have probably tried to kick the field goal, though I agree, maybe he should have punted And, you know, we got the results. The fact of the matter is we had the results with the chance to win at the end, and we did.
Yes, and you know what? You're probably right. If Rodgers comes in and that contraption is affecting him and he has a horrible game, and maybe that was Tomlin's fear, but then why would he play against Buffalo with a similar contraption on his wrist? That I guess we'll see how this plays out this week.
Yeah, and I the two words that were, when I heard his comment, anticipate and hopeful. To me, those two comments may tell you a little bit more, you know, if we're going to just break this all down, about what he's going to do next week. He may not be ready for the Bills. I think he will, because I thought he was going to play this week.
You're reading that way differently than me. When he's asked after a game in which he didn't play his starter, will he play next week, and he doesn't hesitate and says, I anticipate he'll be ready, that's a pretty stark answer to me.
But he said, hopefully, at the end. And again,
yeah, well, he said, hopefully this is in the rearview mirror.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Hopefully. But he shot right back, I anticipate he'll be ready. That's a pretty clear answer for me, Bob.
Sure.
You're not hearing it that way.
I'm hearing that there may be more to this than we think. That's all.
Well, I guess we'll know. If he doesn't play this week, so you're saying you won't be the least bit surprised if Rodgers sits against the Bills too?
I would want him to play, as I wanted
him
to play.
Would you be surprised if he didn't?
Again, if the injury is bigger than we've been led to believe, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be shocked, and I was shocked yesterday when they said right before the game, and so was Kabali, by the way.
But they actually made that decision on Saturday.
So was Donnie. They were both shocked. He was on the field Friday throwing the ball around. Pelissero said he looked good. He's got a contraption on his left wrist. Okay. I was shocked that he didn't play yesterday. So were those guys live on the air. Were you? When they said
yeah,
he's not.
I mean, when I heard that he wasn't going to play, I was shocked, yes, because I thought he was. But again, this gamesmanship that goes on and, you know, information, some of it's accurate, some of it isn't by design.
Tell me what the gamesmanship is about here, because do you see a huge difference, like in mobility or were you wildly different for Rudolph than Rodgers?
Well, they may be looking at some things that Rudolph does and trying to prepare for them more, and then all of a sudden Rodgers comes in. I don't know. I'm just saying that's very common in sports. That you see information that's not accurate put out there in order to make the other team think whatever they're going to think.
I
agree
Rogers,
with you that they're not much difference. That's why I would have said that they're not going to win the game even with Rodgers, the way they played and the way they were schemed up to play.
I'm talking in terms of playing style, and yeah, I think that nobody would necessarily change their scheme based on either guy, but as far as yesterday went, I think that Rodgers would have made winning plays or at least identified the right players to throw to, et cetera, where Mason, I don't understand, not you, Bob, but the people at large want to protect Mason. Whether or not you even think Rodgers should have played or not, the idea that Kabali would come on here and say he played well enough to win the game, what are you looking at? I'm sorry. What are you looking at? Forget it, Mason. Make that any quarterback. You think that quarterback, and then we had the guy on this segment, managed the game well. What? Do you agree with that, Bob, that he managed the game well?
I think from the standpoint, again, of their scheme, that which was throw the ball beyond, less than 10 yards and expect yards after, he was 23 of 24. Is that managing the game? That's probably the game plan. And so he managed it to the point where he was 23 of 24. When it got beyond that, that's where he had no success.
But everybody wanted it to go beyond that. But when it went beyond that, disaster happened. He got strip sacked trying to make
yes,
a play.
I mean, obviously there are risks involved
intercepted.
In that. You got to make better plays, and he wasn't good down the field. Normally he is better down the field than he is with some of the accurate throws off the line
of scrimmage. And let me ask you this. Do you think every quarterback in the NFL, starter and backup, could have made every one of his completions with the possible exception of Freiermuth?
Freiermuth one was his best throw by
best
far.
Best throw of the day.
I even thought the one to Metcalf at the first play was not a bad throw. It was just well defended, and that's one of those, they always tell you, put it up, I'll make a catch. If you're a receiver of 6'4", the way Metcalf is, but that guy was on him the whole time. He played a hell of a game, that cornerback, and he's on a one-year deal. He'll get big money based on how he's played this season.
I think pretty much every quarterback alive could have completed about the same 22 passes of those 23 or 24.
Yes, I agree. Because they're high percentage, very little risk passes, but they also do not help your cause when you give a steady diet of them and you can't get sustained drives because one or two go wrong or one or two are tackled, and Bears did a pretty good job tackling.
I mean, it was either the drive went on forever or it went on for 3 seconds, right?
Right.
It was weird.
Listen, they are lacking big play ability.
Yes.
They do not have it. They haven't shown this year that anyone can do it. Metcalf, the one play in Dublin, but that was also across the middle. If
right.
you remember, and that's why across the middle continues to be my theme, When you do that, you give him a running chance if it's an accurate
no
throw.
Doubt.
And they haven't done that
no
enough.
Doubt. I mean, it would have been a hell of a big play if he connects with Roman Wilson, who beats his guy down the right
side.
Yeah,
and that was a bad throw. No
doubt.
He threw
it out of bounds. It might have been a big play on the last play, too, because on the other side of the field, Calvin Austin was going to be wide open as well. They weren't even paying attention to that side of the field. They were paying attention to Metcalf, and Rudolph made another poor decision. And like you said, that ball was going to be picked off.
Yeah, it
to
was.
Metcalf. So those
little,
are the plays
had very
that
little
I,
chance of succeeding on
those
that play.
Are the plays that I think Rodgers makes better identifications, and in a 3-point game, I think that's the difference. And the defense stunk, and the scheme stinks, and the special teams stink, and now they might miss the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.